Welkom bij de derde podcast alweer van Wanderers Cricket Club. Vandaag een interview met onze Zuid-Afrikaanse cricketcoach Dean van Rooyen. Good afternoon, Dean.
Good afternoon, Eric.
Hi. Dean, welcome in our podcast. I'll give a small introduction. Today we're going to have the first interview with Dean van Rooyen. He is our playing coach for the season from South Africa. Dean, can I ask you, you came to our club about 3 years ago.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. 2018.
Can you remember how you found our club? How you got connected to our club?
Well, I think it was through browsing on the internet. I managed to find your email, I think, and I sent you an email, got into contact with you and joined some of the indoor training sessions at the school. I think that was the way I got going with Wanderers.
Yeah, I recall that. And then you started to play for our Saturday and Sunday teams.
Yeah, that's right.
And now you're more like last season, you were more a Saturday team player.
That's right.
This year you started to do some coaching for the Sunday and the Sami team.
Yeah, really enjoying that.
Yeah. We already did 4 practice sessions. What are your feelings about that for the moment?
I think the practice sessions are going really well. I think the guys are enjoying it. I'd like to obviously see more men and women joining the practice sessions. I know that it's difficult for people, especially at this time, but I think so far it's going all right. I think we are developing some good strategies with regard to coaching that's going to help us in the future. As long as the guys take those lessons and then actually utilize them in the matches themselves, then it's going to be beneficial for them.
Yeah, right, because we were focusing with the first team bowlers last couple of sessions, not bowling wides, and today they played a friendly game, and we saw on the scorecard about 38 wides and 6 no balls in about, I think they played the 30 over match.
Yeah, no, it's unacceptable to bowl so many wides and especially so many no balls, and like we were discussing earlier, that's guaranteed to be above the waist, no balls, full tosses, which means you are guaranteed to get a boundary scored off that same ball. I doubt that it's front foot no ball. So that's a real concern. And yeah, it's down to a lack of concentration and focus in the bowling action, you know, when you're actually delivering the ball. Maybe just not focusing, not thinking about the processes at the time. Maybe the batsmen are getting into their heads a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we need to really zone in on some critical skills, taking it back to the fundamentals and the basics, to see if we can get an improvement there.
Yeah, I think so, because next week the league is kicking off.
That's
so
right.
We have 1 practice session, and I think we have a little chat with the bowlers for the Sunday team,
yeah,
and to focus on that.
You know, and it's really difficult to say to the bowlers that, you know, you can't have any wides. That's not really realistic.
No.
But if you're having a 12th batsman in the team that's scoring you 30 something runs every game, you can't afford that. It's just not. You can't win matches when you are bowling like that. And you need to be able to put the batting team under pressure.
Yeah. So can I ask you, what are your expectations for the coming up season? We've got a half competition.
Yeah.
To play.
I think that there are a lot of players in the Wanderers team that are really hopeful for the coming season. I think it's going to be quite a muted season, though. I think that a lot of the players are quite battered and bruised from the the current state of the country and with the coronavirus and everything like that. And so I think it's going to be quite a muted season, but hopefully it can still be competitive. And I'm certainly looking forward to the Zami League. Yeah. I think it's always such a lovely league to play in and to be a part of the social atmosphere.
Yeah, I enjoy it as well very much on the Saturdays.
Yeah.
Before the final question, can you ask the next question? You're now a member of the Wanderers Cricket Club. Do you know how many different nationalities we have in our club?
Well,
can you give me a number?
Okay, let me just do some counting here for a second. Is it maybe about 6 or 7?
Yeah, right direction. One of those.
All right. So I'm guessing the higher number. Probably 7 different nationalities. Although I might not be able to name all of them.
No, I count 7. There was a state when we had 8, but now we are 7. We are a 7-nation army at the moment.
Yeah. And it could grow, right?
Yeah, it could grow. We got a Dutch, of course. Then Dutch, South African.
Yes.
We got Suriname.
That's right. We Nepal, got India.
India, England, of course.
England.
An Australian guy, Luke.
Australian, that's right.
So that's 7.
I think
for the moment. Yeah. And well, we'll see what the future brings.
Yeah, it's really exciting. It's nice to have a mixed group of guys.
Very mixed group, and that brings up also the atmosphere, of course.
Yeah.
To end this interview, Dean, I got one last question for you. That's a simple question. What do you want to say as final words to all the members and members to be?
Well, I think
about Wanderers Cricket Club.
Yes.
Why you like it, and why should people come and play for us?
Well, I think Wanderers Cricket Club is actually such a unique club. It's in a small little place, almost a forgotten area of the country regarding cricket. But it is such a wonderful club. It's got a unique history and a wonderful group of people that love cricket and love each other and really want to see the game of cricket expand to all the areas around. We enjoy each other's company. We play the game fairly. And that's one of the things I really enjoy about our cricket club, that people can come and enjoy a family atmosphere, social gatherings, where we take the game seriously and competitively, but we maintain a focus on the family and the social side of the game. So I think that's something that's a bonus for us.
Yeah, that's the answer I could give you as well. Dean, thank you very much for this little chat. And
thanks, Eric.
We will see each other next Thursday on the practice session.
Yes.
And then we have a kickoff for the season on Saturdays versus Hercules Utrecht.
And we'll think of some sort of punishment for those bowlers that bowled so many wides and no balls. We'll discuss that at a later stage.
We definitely will.
Yeah.
See you, Dean. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Eric.
Bye-bye.
Bye.